Hello everyone, my name is Nick Gregory and I am founder and CEO of the Wealth Engineering family of companies, and I'll be hosting today's PowerCast, which is part of our monthly Fusion Power series. Now we'll be taking a Reader's Digest approach to a very expansive topic, creating a digital central nervous system for your wealth advisory firm. Our special guest today is Tate Haymond. Tate is Chief Revenue Officer of Digit, which is part of my organization's Expert Sourcing Consortium. So let me start out by asking you, Tate, your background and how and why Digit engineered such a holistic digital central nervous system for wealth advisory firms across the country.
Thanks a lot, Nick. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on with your audience today. My background is a little bit maybe different than what people might think sometimes, but it's a mathematical background. It's an academic background. I actually started doing rocket models and simulations out of graduate school and just kind of got involved in the financial industry, just was really interested in it, started building some trading models and that sort of thing to analyze the markets. And that's kind of how I ended up down that path. And it was a combination of financial interest and software background that really led me into the fintech space, if you will. I spent 20 years in an organization that grew from a privately held company called PerTrack that then merged with another privately held company called Evestment. We were then part of a private equity ownership group and eventually sold the combo to NASDAQ. And so a great growth story of fintech in the investment management space. Digit had a bit of a similar background. The three original founders built and sold two other companies prior to Digit. Both were focused more on the risk side. So our CEO is a PhD in operations research. I have a master's degree in operations research from Georgia Tech. So we bonded well. But the two previous companies, one was Algorithmics that focused really on global bank portfolio risk assessment. And 70% of the world's top banks were using the platform. And that company was sold to IBM, and it became IBM's risk platform. The second company was R-Squared, built really to focus on hedge fund portfolio risk assessment, asset manager type risk assessment. And that platform eventually was sold to Standard & Poor's and became S&P's risk platform. And at that time, the founders were saying, okay, we've done this a couple of times. We've been doing things over on the institutional side for a couple of decades. Their clients were saying, you know, who doesn't have this kind of capability? It's people a little bit more downstream. Those folks in the high net worth, ultra high net worth wealth management space are now starting to get into these kinds of investments, private equity, alternatives, more complex portfolios, wanting to understand risk better. The world's getting smaller, so you can invest globally more easily. That brings in multi-currency, things of that nature. And so they said, you know, who's struggling with some of these things? It's that end of the marketplace. And so Digit was founded 6 years ago with the goal of helping advisors enhance the client experience. So that's kind of the tenet for everything that we do. A lot of that then gets pulled in a number of different directions. So again, institutional grade analytics to help the advisor be able to tackle complexity, understand alternative investments better, give answers better in that front, handle things again like multi-currency, doing risk assessment, et cetera. That makes the advisor, takes them to a new level, allows them to compete with all the Wall Street guys in terms of the type of service that they give to their clients. But we also kind of don't understand the paper-based approach that many advisors in the industry have carried on for a long time. The rest of the world is digital. If I want to look at box scores for a sporting event, I don't wait for the newspaper to come out and troll through the sports section. I jump on my phone, I jump online. Heck, I can even watch those things tick in real time and watch the statistics pour in. So it was strange that in the wealth management space, the more money you have, the less information you get. Like it's opposite,
yeah.
It's very incongruent. You'd kind of be thinking, well, if I've got a $10,000 IRA, I can go online, log into my account, watch the market tick. I see exactly what I own. It's up to date, et cetera. As I get more money, I started to get more diversified. I started to get into other types of investments, whether it's real estate, alternatives, timber, whatever it might be. Suddenly, I get a paper report once a quarter.
How does that work?
It doesn't seem to make
any
sense. Right? Like I've got more money. I should be doing more. I'm more well off. Yet I get a booklet once a quarter, as if I'm looking at InStyle magazine or something. And so, our thought was, well, why is that? Now I can't make private equity investment return data or those kinds of things show up every hour or something like there are certain. The nature of those investments means that information is updated monthly, maybe even quarterly or something like that. But what I can do is make sure that the best and most up-to-date data that we have available is at the fingertips of the advisor so that the advisor is not saying, okay, let me refer to this quarterly booklet or let me go talk to my research department and try to get some answers for my client. I want the advisor to be empowered to have the information that is available ready at their fingertips so that they can deliver a better level of service to their customer. A great example, I think, is something like I'm the advisor. I get a phone call from my client. The client says, hey, I'm a little bit worried about this Elon Musk character. He seems to be saying all kinds of things, and I'm worried that it might affect the Tesla stock price. Can you tell me how exposed am I to Tesla? Well, most advisors today would have to say, hey, great question. Let's see. This is Wednesday morning. Why don't we get together Friday afternoon at 3:00, and I'll go pull some information from my research team, and I'll print some reports, and I'll be able to better answer your question. And so then the client is like, well, okay, but that means I get a couple more sleepless nights worrying about this, and I'm not really getting, the answer I was hoping to get much sooner. With our platform, the advisor simply says, got it. Why don't we do that? Let's do a search for Tesla across all your accounts, not just your individual, but your entire household. Okay, looks like you don't have any direct exposure. But I'll tell you what, let's look inside the fund investments you have and see if you've got any exposure there. It turns out you do have some exposure. Here's where it is in each of your accounts based on the fund investments that you have. Are you comfortable with this? Do you want to do something about it, et cetera? And then the experience is I had a question. I called my advisor. Within a number of minutes, I've got my answer. We've had a good conversation. The client says, man, that was awesome. I got the information I wanted. The advisor didn't spend 2 days preparing for a meeting, but was able to answer it quickly as well. So their time was also better spent. That client goes to the club, tells his buddies, like, man, I was asking this question. My advisor had the answer right away. It was great. How does that work for you? And the guy's like, well, it takes me 2 days to get some kind of answer like that. So our approach to this is, look, if we can make the advisor look smarter, have more information at their fingertips, and deliver a better client experience, then we can help that advisory shop grow. And so the advisor needs to look smart, needs to have that information. We then need to be able to push that data electronically to the end client. They have a great client portal experience. They can log in and self-serve information that the advisor chooses to push to them. We've got a mobile application so that on your phone, whether it's an iOS or an Android, the application has been built specifically for those devices that I can also access reports or information or the latest data. So the concept here in terms, Nick, of your question of a digital platform is we want the information to be at the advisor's fingertips. We want that data to be driven to the client in a, either in their laptop, desktop setup, or on their mobile device, so that people get information on their investments when it's available. To us, the days of a paper booklet every 90 days are gone, and we can help that transformation.
Interesting. So what we've been in search of for several years, that what we call the digital central nervous system you built, and it creates advanced analytics and an overall view.
Yeah, and the thing that's nice about it, Nick, and when you think about it, most of the platforms in the space that are thought of as wealth management, client / portfolio management platforms, were built 10, 15, 20 years ago. They started as desktop, on-premise installation type things, and they were really focused solely on U.S. stock and bond trading kind of stuff. I don't know if you recognize it, but the world's changed. Right? Like, so 20 years later, we're not on in-premise installations and downloading floppy disks and stuff. We are on the internet. Pretty much everybody in the world's accepted that. And that also means that the types of investments that you're dealing with are different. And so our advantage is with a six-year-old company, we've been able to leverage the latest, greatest technology. We've been able to design it with these kinds of things in mind. So, for example, we compute all our own private equity analytics based on the cash flows. So you're not just typing in an IRR that a private equity fund gave you as the answer. You're taking the actual cash flows from the statements and able to compute your own internal IRRs. That's important because not everybody computes them the same way. And so whichever method you use, you want it to be the same so you can compare apples to apples. And so that kind of nuance is something that we can bring to the table. We can then take those private equity investments and fold them into the total portfolio and recompute a portfolio IRR as well, so that it's not siloed, parked on the side, something that we wake up in 7 years and see how it turned out, but instead constantly being folded into the total portfolio. It's that kind of functionality and capability that advisors need if they're going to cater to those high net worth, ultra high net worth clients that are so valuable. And so we want to be able to make sure that we're delivering that kind of capability. We can do it through newer technology designed to tackle those kinds of things. It allows us to do two additional things. One, we're built on a total nest of APIs. So an API is like a wire harness. It's a connection that allows other systems to connect in and push and pull data. So, for example, if someone has a CRM platform and they're like, well, I typed in my client's phone number. I want to see it over in Digit, but I don't want to type it in again. No problem. We've got connections that allow us to push and pull data. If it's a smaller, medium-sized shop, then our system can be that central nervous system that, is the main platform that you're using and then can tie into a couple of ancillary products. If you're a really large shop and you're like, hey, I've got a whole department over here that's handling trading, I've got a whole department over here that's doing the portfolio management, I don't want to upset that apple cart. I'd like you to just play a role in my giant tech stack. We can do that too because our technology is flexible enough to handle that. So we can either be that central nervous system, as you described, where we're connecting directly to the custodians, we're taking in all the data on a daily basis, manipulating it, aggregating it, reconciling it, and funneling it into our platform so that your advisory shops are just using the interface to interact with the data, or we can connect to someone's data lake or data warehouse or accounting platform and pull the data in from that type of source and sit on top of it. And so the newer technology gives us two advantages. A, designed for today's world. By the way, with that API infrastructure, when the world changes, not if it changes, because we know it will change, we're suited to adapt to new things that come up, maybe new types of investments or new types of platforms or products that we want to connect to. We're already designed to do that based on the way we built the platform. And then secondarily, technologically, we can be kind of that mainframe, if you will, standalone application that really is the central nervous system, or we could play a role in a larger tech stack. So a lot of flexibility to suit the client, the wealth management shop, the way that we need to.
So you're the building blocks, and the wealth advisory firm can build it as they need it. Sounds like from an advanced analytics
standpoint. Absolutely, and like I said, what's nice about it is it can be kind of both ends of that spectrum. We can be a block in a larger collection of blocks, or we can be really the block. And everyone says, look, I'm going to use you for everything. Know your client information, mandates, goals-based planning for clients of mine. Let's make sure that we're factoring in goals. Let's do the portfolio management. I've got models. I need to rebalance my accounts to those models. Here's 1,000 accounts. I want to put them into my, you know, large cap growth equity model that I've built. And so I want to rebalance that. Tell me the trades that need to be made. Oh, here are the trades. Oh, you want to execute those? Great. We can connect to a fixed flyer, a Bloomberg EMS types connection. So there's a lot of underlying capability in the platform. And while we sell it as a single system, it's not a modular, you know, app store type approach. It's one platform built by us internally with the same code base, same data structure, et cetera. We can play different roles. And so really our best scenarios are when we sit down with the wealth advisory firm, understand their situation, and work with them to put the system in place the way they need it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. In all the conversations we've had in meetings, you've mentioned several times that the firm still has the data. It's not been pushed in someplace else, and they're going to have difficulty accessing it when they need be. So it's a team.
Absolutely, yeah. In our mind, the data is our client's data, right? It's the wealth management shop, the financial advisory firm. It's your data. We use it, and we put an interface on top of it so that you can use it better, and you can analyze it and get what you need and find what you need, but it's your data. If you want to connect to our platform, again, we've got APIs. We can send data out via files, or you can actually write code against our code and pull it out. We've got a number of different ways. But it's your data. It's the information that's coming from the custodian on your client accounts. You can do with it whatever you'd like. And again, some shops have a tech team, and they've built a data lake, and that's kind of a central data repository, and that's the way they run their business. Great. We can connect to that. Or we can be that kind of that source, and you can pull data out as you need it to do other things with. It's always your data, if you will, the financial advisory wealth management shop. It's their information.
So it's enterprise-wide management on a transparency basis, so you can manage the firm, the advisors, the household, the clients, the accounts, and all the holdings all in one place, or divvy it out?
Absolutely, absolutely, Nick. And I think that's a key thing, and I'm glad you raised that point. You can't tell what a client's going to want, right? The end client, the investor, today I want to see my account. Tomorrow I want to see all my kids' accounts. The next day I want to see the entire household with multi-generational. The next day my CEO wants to know how is one advisor compared to another advisor, or then my conglomerate chief executive is looking across several different affiliates that we own, and he wants to see how they're performing compared to one another. The idea is if you tag the information properly, and our structure allows you to do that, then you can look at the information at any of those levels. So the system is based on that transaction level data. Again, prices, positions, transactions coming from the custodian, cash flows, whatever it might be, coming from alternative investments perhaps. But we can tag all of that by the account, by the client, by the household, by the advisor, by the affiliate. And now that means we can roll it up to any of those levels. And so what you really want to be able to do is have the system provide the information back to you the way you needed it to tackle whatever that question was or whatever project is that you're trying to assimilate. So again, on a kind of a smaller shop basis, maybe there's only one advisor and all the information rolls up to that advisor, and yet they want to look at it at the household level, or they some combination of sub accounts rolled together to answer some question, something like that. On a larger scale, again, maybe there's even affiliates and the chief executive wants to look at this affiliate only, or maybe within a shop there's multiple advisors, and so we've got eight advisors and I want to stack them up next to each other and see what's happening, who's doing well. Is it because the market's gone up? Is it because they brought in new assets? Where is our fee income coming from? So the platform is really designed to tackle three challenges: the client advisor experience that I described at the beginning with. The second area is managing the portfolios of your clients. So that's rebalancing, trading, making bulk switches of positions, that whole kind of how do I manage the investments piece and the mechanics behind that. And then the third piece is how do I help the chief executive level manage the business? Can I help them monitor what's going on? Can I give them information that helps them make decisions? So for example, the equity markets were having a tough time over the last few years. Maybe we as a firm want to slide more towards alternatives. And so what I can do is show how that's changed the allocations over time of the entire firm. I can see how my performance has changed. I can see which asset classes are driving value. So in case I want to see, okay, well, we made this decision. Well, how have the alternatives done compared to, you know, our equity investments or something? But I want to do it on I'll call it a global scale across the entire firm, not just down at a single account. We can do that. We can surface that information so that people running the business also gain insights. And so the idea is if I can tag the data properly, now I can surface insights that help the end client. I can help surface insights that help the advisor, and I can help surface insights that help the portfolio manager. I can help surface insights that help the C-suite manage the business. All that is wrapped into the platform. And so we work with our clients to, arrange the system, put the hierarchies in there, make sure that they understand what's happening. One of our big components is our financial engineering team. So as I mentioned, my background is more modeling and mathematics. Our CEO is that way as well. We have the strongest financial engineering team in the business. And so what that means is that it's not just a fire and forget type model where, okay, our client, here's the system, good luck. We've got experts in the industry that understand the calculations, understand the data, and can help our clients understand it as well as a result. So many times we're brought in when clients trying to do something and their current system just can't hack it. Good example, one of our companies that we work with has a covered call option strategy that they work with their clients on. And so one of the things they want to do is illustrate that to their clients. Here's the premium that I've brought in for you, you know, on a, let's say, monthly basis or quarterly basis, and show the additive value that they've brought to the table. Well, they were using a platform that doesn't price the option properly. And so what happens is they hold their covered calls, so they're holding those options till expiration because they own the underlying stock. Well, the other system was saying when you reach expiration, it disappears, and suddenly that position has lost 87% or something, you know. And the end client is like, panic, what's happening? I've lost 87%, you know. And the manager's like, no, you know, that's just the premium amount, right? Like, you own the underlying stock, so we captured the premium, but you didn't lose anything. But it did, the system underneath didn't know how to tag that properly and was taking the premium against the value of the premium degradation versus the premium versus the entire stock position they have. So it's just things like that that you run into, and suddenly you're like, wow, this is a mess. Our engineering team understands that, fixed that problem, and now can report it back in a way that you don't have to deal with clients every time that happens to try to quell the panic that suddenly some positions lost, 87%. So our engineering team is a strength. A lot of the other providers out there are either trading systems that have an interface on top, or data aggregation people that have put a reporting layer on top. We're financial engineers. We understand what's happening inside the markets. We understand the algorithms. We have our own in-house algorithms and capability. Our job is to help our clients understand it too, so that, again, they look smarter and can deliver good results to their end clients.
So all those choices of options are sitting there, and your SWAT team may be brought in to deal with one specific issue, and then that firm realizes, oh, well, you could help us with seven other issues that we gave up on. We couldn't figure out a fix.
Absolutely.
We don't have,
absolutely. That's our
too much legacy
Correct, right? And look, that's normal, right? I think the definition of legacy means I've figured out a way to make whatever I have work, right? That's kind of what legacy means. Like, the world's
yeah,
changed.
That's right.
I've got some new stuff, but I've figured out with bubblegum and Band-Aids how to kind of make it work. And it's a bit of a house of cards, and people are nervous, like, gosh, if I touch this thing, it might just fall apart. And so let's just hold our breath and hope that it works and just keeps going. There's that operational efficiency side of the equation for sure. But at the end of the day, if you can deliver better service and a better experience to your end clients, you'll make money. And that's what we're trying to help people do. If you deliver a better client experience, you can answer questions better, you can handle complexity, you understand what's happening and can help explain it to your end clients, you'll retain clients, you'll get new clients. And an area that's often overlooked is you'll expand the wallet of your current clients. Many clients, particularly in the high net worth, ultra high net worth space, have multiple places where they put their money. They may even have multiple advisors. Maybe they only give you a piece of that. But if you can deliver a better experience, better informed, better explained, you have even a chance to bring in assets from your current clients that maybe they don't give you today. So our platform is meant to be a total wealth management system. You can track off-book assets, car collections, second homes, anything of value that you want to put in. We don't charge by the number of accounts, so it doesn't matter if you want to create a new account and put a horse in it because he's valuable and he's running at the Derby. Anything you want to put in, we want our advisors to be able to see the total wealth picture for their end clients, filter out things if they want to just do calculations on the stuff that they manage, but yet have a total picture of the wealth, so that they can make good decisions and give good advice to the end client. So our goal is to make the advisor look smarter. And then our belief is that if that happens, you'll make more money. So,
well, yeah, it's what we've built my
is normally taking our platform is normally not, it's not an additive expense, right? You're typically, our clients have had some other platform that they're paying for already. Our system comes in, takes the place of that platform, and gives them a platform for growth. Our job is to help them make money. It's not new drapes for the lobby or new furniture for the office. These are tools that will help you retain clients, gain clients, and grow the wallet of your existing clients. This is a money-making thing. It's not a set of toys.
Yeah, and that's why we selected Digit to be part of our expert sourcing consortium. So in a And I know we're short on time, but the beauty is that Tate will be at our conference coming up the first week of September, and he'll have more time and be more succinct and be able to use some more visualization in his presentation. So those who are attending, and of course, everything will be recorded and edited and videotaped and all that good stuff as well. But at the end of the day, in a sea of sameness, how do you brand position, differentiate yourself? How do you create an unfair advantage in the marketplace? How do you add ingredients to your mixing bowl like Digit and be able to expound upon what you want to do with your client but can't? What if you had it all in one place and then you could widget it out as you see fit? And how do you separate from the product-focused herd out there? And how do you become a true wealth solutions provider instead of a product provider? And adding new ingredients to the this can be pretty powerful.
Absolutely, Nick, and I think you're spot on. You know, picking stocks is hard. If everybody could pick stocks, then we wouldn't have to work full-time somewhere else, right? You just pick stocks and you call it a day because you know what's going to happen. At the end of the day, you need to be able to deliver a great experience to the client, give informed decisions to the client, help them make good decisions. Our job is to amplify your most treasured capital, which is the human element. We're not a robo-advisory platform. We're trying to take advisors and make them more powerful. Yes, there's an efficiency play that helps them tackle more things than they could before. But at the end of the day, if we can help amplify that human talent inside the advisory shop, you'll grow your business. And that's the end result that we're all looking for.
Oh, yeah, and create an unfair advantage in the marketplace, as we discussed. So it's pretty exciting to have.
How do you differentiate yourself? How do you differentiate yourself, right? How are you going to
brand position and differentiate
yourself compared to people? Yeah,
it's a sea of sameness out
there. We want to make sure that it's obvious, right? And, you know, I think it's particularly difficult with the high net worth, ultra high net worth, because if we look at Nick Gregory Asset Management or Nick Gregory Wealth Management, why would I go that route when I can go with Goldman Sachs or Merrill Lynch or J.P. Morgan or something, right? Like, I've got a lot of money. Like, wouldn't I be better treated or at least better? Like, certainly those big guys have all the tools. What you find out
maybe.
Is you're in a – you're a little fish in a giant pond, and you likely won't get the attention that you're after. What we want to do is empower Nick Gregory Wealth Management to have just as good assistance, if not better, but yet also give you the personal attention that you need. And that's how you can grow your business.
So what we're in search of is taking our high-touch wealth advisory and harmonizing it with high-touch wealth tech, and that's what Digit does on a
Absolutely.
Very holistic basis and go from there. So I know we're tight on time. So,
Absolutely.
And again, we'll have fun with you at the conference. September 24th through the 27th. For those who don't already know, you can go to our website and visit our the Wealth Engineering Conference website, which is sitting right there, and learn more. But in conclusion, my team and our expert sourcing consortium, including Tate and Digit, consult with over 2,170 wealth management firms and accounting firms, as well as 22 broker-dealers and numerous multifamily offices across the country. Through our open option practice engineering sandbox, we help wealth advisors fortify their value proposition by fusing new services, products, and wealth tech into their firms, creating fresh revenue and profit silos while enhancing client acquisition and retention, as we've discussed here. So with all that said, I hope you gain more insight into how you can utilize our wealth engineering advisory platform to, in coordination with Tate and Digit and the rest of our expert sourcing team, to gain more success and control within the high net worth and business advisory arena. Now, you can contact Tate and Digit via their main website is d1g1t.com. That's d1g1t.com. Tate's email address is tate.haymond@digit.com. And his main line is 901-828-7100. The main site for my family of companies is mywehub.com. That's mywehub.com. And my email address is nickg@thefei.com. And our direct line is 407-878-3500. 2020. Thank you again, Tate, for participating in our PowerCast, and look forward to seeing you at the conference coming up in 7 weeks or so. And we certainly do appreciate all of those listening in. Again, thanks. Bye.